This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Chapter 2, Conjecture in Faith, was the first deviation. Despite the abundance of clear evidence regarding the definition and nature of faith, the subject was the first upon which Muslims differed and disputed. Abu Sufyan Farid ibn Abdul Wahid Haybatan, rahimahullah, wrote in the translator's notes of causes behind the increase and decrease of Iman about the devastating consequences of cherishing a corrupt perception of faith. He wrote that the nature of deviant innovation is that the individual is content with what they have established, and they will neither build knowledge on increasing faith and obedience to our Lord, nor will they avoid what weakens faith and displeases our Lord. Two extremes fomented among those who held a corrupt perception of faith. One group held that since faith does not increase and decrease, actions do not affect it, and hence they concluded that sins have no bearing upon one's faith whatsoever. The other group held that faith is affected by actions. However, since they did not recognize that faith was of levels and parts, they believed that a person who committed a major sin was no longer a Muslim, and that he would reside in the fire forever, since his faith completely vanished on account of the sin, as it cannot decrease, according to their false belief. Look at how Shaytan deceives and plots against humankind to drive them towards disobedience in belief and action. We seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from the constant bombardment of his whispers, waswas. Faith is the greatest of all blessings, the source of true happiness in this world, and the leading cause of success on the Day of Judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah. Sufficient it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the heart strong and content wherein faith dwells, and with it one can taste its sweetness. Those with faith receive guidance from Allah as He takes them from darkness into light. He defends them and provides them with protection. Faith is the source of the good life that people are seeking in this world. Also, success in the hereafter is contingent upon having faith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, Sahaba, used to pay close attention to the correct type and level of their faith. Many narrations report how they regularly checked on their faith, inspected it, and advised one another regarding its quality. This is a comprehensive sense of faith that goes beyond the accumulated system of belief surrounding the six articles of faith. The first subject Muslims disagreed upon was the definition of faith. Hence, it is crucial to understand the meaning of faith according to the Quran and Sunnah, as the righteous predecessors understood. Misguided definitions of faith in early Islamic history have caused several problems that persist even now. However, our righteous predecessors had a clear understanding of faith, which we must adhere to as well. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, said, "Faith is affirmation, and not merely the attestation. Affirmation includes the words of the heart, which is belief without any shadow of a doubt, and the actions of the heart, which is compliance." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified that faith of the heart necessitates overt work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "But they, the hypocrites, say, 'We have believed in Allah and in the Messenger, and we obey.' Then a party of them turns away after that, and those are not believers. And when they are called to the words of Allah and His Messenger to judge between them, at once a party of them turns aside in refusal. But if the right is theirs, they come to Him in prompt obedience. Is there disease in their hearts? Or have they doubted? Or do they fear that Allah will be unjust to them or His messenger? Rather, it is they who are the wrongdoers, that is, the unjust. The only statement of the true believers when they are called to Allah and His messenger to judge between them is that they say, "We hear and we obey." And those are the successful. Despite clarity in the definition of faith, we still find a misguided and distorted descriptions of it, which were introduced by different sects. The twisted definitions are centered around two elements. The first element is whether actions are part of faith or not. The second element is whether faith fluctuates or if it is fixed and constant. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah define faith as attestation, affirmation of the heart, affirmation of the tongue, speech, actions of the limbs, including the heart and tongue, subject to increase and decrease. One cannot be a believer until he assimilates his understanding of faith to these qualities. This position is supported by the Quran and Sunnah, based on the understanding of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, Sahaba, and the first three generations, Salaf al-Salih. Affirmation of the heart. The evidence that affirmation of the heart is an essential condition of faith is based on Quran and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Messenger, let them not grieve you who hasten into disbelief of those who say, 'We believe,' with their mouths, but their hearts believe not. And from among the Jews, they are avid listeners to falsehood, listening to another people who have not come to you. They distort words beyond their proper usages, saying, 'If you are given this, take it. But if you are not given it, then beware.' But he for whom Allah intends fitna, never will you possess power to do for him a thing against Allah. Those are the ones for whom Allah does not intend to purify their hearts. For them in this world is disgrace, and for them in the hereafter, akhirah, is a great punishment." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "Whoever disbelieves in Allah after his belief, except for one who is forced to renounce his religion while his heart is secure in faith, but those who willingly open their breasts to disbelief, upon them is wrath from Allah, and for them is a great punishment." Statement of the tongue. The evidence that statement of the tongue is an essential condition of faith lies in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Say, O believers, we have believed in Allah and what has been revealed to us, and what has been revealed to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Ya'qub and the descendants, Al-Asbat, and what was given to Musa and Isa, and what was given to the Prophet from their Lord. We make no distinction between any of them, and we are Muslims to him. So if they believe in the same as you believe in, then they have been rightly guided. But if they turn away, they are only in dissension, and Allah will be sufficient for you against them. And he is the hearing, the knowing." Actions of the limbs. The evidence that actions of the bodily limbs are essential condition of faith is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O you who have believed, bow and prostrate and worship your Lord and do good that you may succeed." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "And that is paradise, Jannah, which you are made to inherit for what you used to do." Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associated some actions such as prayer with faith, as in the following verse, "And never would Allah have caused you to lose your faith." The meaning of the above verse is that the reward of prayers towards Bayt al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, before the changing of the direction of prayers, Salah, towards Mecca, would not be lost with Allah. The association between faith and action is known from the Sunnah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, faith, iman, has 70 odd or 60 odd branches, the best of which is saying la ilaha illallah, and the best of which removing something harmful from the road, and modesty is a branch of faith. Sectarian differences. Al-Khawarij and Al-Mu'tazila have agreed with Ahlus Sunnah that actions are part of faith. However, they differed in ruling on a man who commits a major sin. The Khawarij regarded him as an apostle in this world, but he could return to Islam by repentance. The Mu'tazila said that in this world, the person who committed a major sin is in a place between disbelief and faith unless he repents. However, both sects agree that this person will be in hellfire forever. Al-Khawarij was the first sect to emerge in the Muslim world, and they had a presence during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dhul Khuwaisira al-Tamimi was a man from Banu Tamim who objected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his method of distributing wealth. Dhul Khuwaisira said, "Fear Allah, O Muhammad." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who will obey Allah if I disobey him? Would he trust me in the people of the earth, but you do not trust me?" Then the man turned and left. Dhul Khuwaisira was the ideological forefather of Al-Khawarij. They follow a belief that any deficiency in deeds causes a Muslim to be an apostate, kafir, and out of the fold of Islam. Muslims today who have inherited this ideology are called takfiri, which means those who excommunicate without right. The original Khawarij are long gone, but the ideology persists, and its dangers towards faith are quite real. Al-Mu'tazila, they emerged towards the beginning of the 2nd century. The founder of the sect was Wasil bin Atta, who was a student of Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah. Wasil separated from al-Hassan rahimahullah after a discrepancy that appeared between them on the fate of the one who commits a major sin. Wasil held a position taken from Hellenic philosophy, Greek philosophical inventions known as the speculative speech, ilm al-kalam, rather than Quran and Sunnah. Al-Mu'tazila propagated many innovations, which they adopted from other sects. Takfiri, over sinful action, denial of the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his creation of the servant's actions, and denial or distortion of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actions, amal, and faith. The next differing position regarding faith, iman, is the nurture and unfounded belief that actions are not part of faith. It is a belief held by the numerous sects, all of whom have a common error called irja, which refers to delaying or holding back from attributing actions to faith. The names of the sects may be obscure to the average American Muslim. However, regardless of the naming, it is incumbent on every Muslim to identify the correct definition of faith. Because the majority of Muslims may be in the fallacy of irja, unknowingly, and party to the beliefs of these sects, the innovated beliefs of these sects are many and diverse. Below is a summarization only of their errors in understanding faith. Al-Murji'ah. The Murji'ah appeared at the end of the 1st century, after migration, Hijra, in Kufa. The group is guilty of severe religious innovations, Bid'ah. Its name might have been derived from the first innovation that affects the definition of faith, since they excluded the acts of worship from the reality of it. Abu Amina Ilyas wrote, "Their intention was to make the religion more ecumenical in the face of extreme partisan infighting, but their creed, besides lacking basis in scripture, diluted the concept of faith to the point that it was nearly meaningless. aspects of their creed which deviated were their claim that acts of worship are a result of faith, but not an element of it. They also claim that faith does not increase or decrease. Abu Hassan Ali ibn Ismail al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, in his book Al-Ibana an Usul al-Diyana, named several primary sub-sects of Al-Murji'ah based on the way they defined faith. 1. Al-Jahmiyyah were the followers of Al-Jahm bin Safwan, the head of the Jahmiyyah sect. They defined faith, iman, as a mere acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, while disbelief is the state of being ignorant about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is irja. They believed every other acknowledgement, such as a statement of the tongue, affirmation and submission of the heart, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are not part of faith. They claimed that faith and infidelity are in the heart, not in words and deeds. According to their definition, Abu Talib, Shaytan, and the Pharaoh were perfect believers. 2. Al-Karamiyyah were the followers of Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Karam al-Sijistani. They went further in misguidance with the definition of faith, as the spoken testimonial, while an acknowledgement in the heart, is not necessary. According to them, hypocrites, munafiqun, who confess the universal declaration of faith with their tongues while concealing disbelief, are perfect believers. 3. Al-Ash'ariyyah. The foundation of their belief is derived from Abdullah bin Sa'id bin Kullab al-Qattan al-Basri, who lived in the time of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. He was the leader of those who practiced European dialectics and rhetorical debate to approach speculative theology, the school of thought later followed Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah, who went through various religious phases. When he was young, he studied Mu'tazili theology with his stepfather, Abu Ali al-Jubay. He then repented from it when he noticed his distance from the way of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He openly announced repentance, tawbah, by saying that the Quran was not created, and he swore to refute the teachings of the falsehood. Al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, wrote, "We have now argued for the validity of our belief that the Quran is uncreated. We have not found any scholar who ranks as an authority believing that the Quran is created." Al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, also wrote, "The belief we hold and the religion we follow are holding fast to the book of our Lord, to the sunnah of our Prophet, and to the traditions related on the authority of the companions and the successors and the imams of the hadith, to that we hold firmly, professing what Abu Abdullah Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal professed, in avoiding him who dissents from his belief. However, his followers defined faith, iman, as mere attestation, tasdiq, with no need for definite affirmation. They also claim that faith, iman, neither increases nor decreases. 4. Al-Murji'ah, al-Fuqaha, Hanafiyya, are among the jurists from Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah of the Hanafiyya school of thought. They adopted the Murji'ah definition of faith and exclusion of actions. They also claim that faith does not increase or decrease, and is acknowledgement in the heart accompanied by a declaration of the tongue. Of the four classes of the Murji'ah, namely Jahmiyyah, Karamiyyah, Ash'ariyyah, and Murji'ah al-Fuqaha Hanafiyyah, this latter is of a lesser degree of irja', but is widespread among the Muslims today. However, their interpretation was not known among the four imams or the orthodox scholars of the Islamic belief system, Aqidah, before or after them. 5. Al-Maturdiyah have similar belief to the Murji'ah,
They are the followers of Abu Mansur, who was also influenced by Ibn Kulab. The Maturidiyya say faith is affirmation of the heart only, and some added speech of the tongue. They negated that faith increases and decreases. They believe in knowing our Lord based on reason, as precedence before textual evidence. As for Islam and faith, the Maturidiyya view them as the same with no difference between them. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah must follow the Quran and Sunnah upon the understanding of the first three praised generations of Muslims, As-Salaf As-Salih. This means they will stand between the extremism of the Murji'ah and the Khawarij. Deeds are essential to faith, such that a person who never acted at all on their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while having the ability and time to do so, never had faith to begin with, while at the same time, a deficiency in deeds or presence of many sins does not necessarily nullify the faith, iman, of a Muslim. The strength of a Muslim's faith is equivalent to the inward and outward good deeds they perform. Faith fluctuates. Faith increases and decreases. This is the last area of faith upon which deviant groups differ, and it is essential to affirm because it increases through obedience and decreases through sin and disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this clear in the Quran and Sunnah. Allah said, "The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "And Allah increases those who are guided in guidance, and the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for recourse." And whenever a chapter is revealed, there are among the hypocrites those who say, "Which of you has this increased faith? As for those who believed, it has increased them in faith," while they are rejoicing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "Those believers unto whom the people, hypocrites, said, 'Verily, the people have gathered against you a great army. Therefore, fear them.' But it only increased them in faith. And they said, 'Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs for us.'" Evidence from the Sunnah supports the reality of fluctuating faith. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Whoever among you sees an evil action, let him change it with his hand. If he cannot, then with his tongue. And if he cannot, then with his heart, by hating it and feeling it is wrong." And that is the weakest of faith. Faith, iman, can become weak and diminished to the size of a small seed, but it is still present and capable of growth. This is mentioned in an authentic narration. After Allah puts the people of the fire into the fire, Jahannam, He will say to the angels, "Look, and whomever you find with a mustard seed's weight of faith in his heart, bring him out." They will bring out people who have been burned like charcoal. Then they will be thrown into the river of life, or rain, from which they will emerge like seeds sprouting at the banks of the flood. The three praised generations considered that recognizing the fluctuations of faith is a condition of the correctness and validity of faith. The major imams and jurists agreed that faith fluctuates. Bukhari, rahimahullah, wrote in his book of faith, "Faith increases and decreases," followed by pieces of evidence to support his statement. Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, said, "Faith increases by acts of obedience and decreases by acts of disobedience." This means that a Muslim who has a pure intention and performs regular good deeds will increase his faith, whereas a Muslim who is spiritually ill and does not perform good deeds will have weak faith. What is equally important is to not dismiss a Muslim who appears to have weak faith, as he is still a Muslim, contending with the unique challenges of his experience, and thus his good qualities should not be dismissed. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, although both are good." This relative position of faith in the life of a believer is a fact that was made crystal clear in the Quran and reliable narrations from the Sunnah. Despite this, deviant beliefs existed and still exist amongst Muslims, such as faith, iman, is solid, fixed, and constant. Faith does not increase or decrease. Faith is not made up of parts. Every Muslim holds the same amount and quality of faith. The heart is the place where our faith increases and decreases. To be specific, it is in the statement of the heart, which refers to both the attestation and the affirmation. And these two are combined to be called the heart's concrete belief. Hence, our concrete belief may increase and decrease in the three domains, namely delusions, doubts, and suspicions. Therefore, we must be vigilant regarding any elements of the articles of faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The believers are only the ones who have believed in Allah and His Messenger, and then doubt not, but strive with their properties and their lives in the cause of Allah. It is those who are the truthful." As seen above, concrete belief is not fixed, but a believer is not deterred by doubts because of his consistent efforts and sincerity. The heart has strong faith, iman, which may go up and down between the following three levels, which we call levels of certainty, yaqeen, as known from the position of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah concerning hellfire.
1. Ilmul yaqeen, knowledge of certainty, is merely hearing a description of the paradise or hellfire and believing because it is sure knowledge revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and related from His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "No, if you only knew with knowledge of certainty." 2. Aynul yaqeen, visualization of certainty, or certainty of sight, is actually to see the horrors of hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Then you will surely see it with the eye of certainty." 3. Haqqul yaqeen, truth and absolute reality with certainty, or experiential certainty in the true reality of the hereafter, which is the final stage when we enter paradise and taste its pleasure to enter the suffering and hellfire, and we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Indeed, this is true certainty, yaqeen. Knowledge and sound belief cannot go below the first level without risking supplantation by suspicion, doubts, or delusion. Loss of an article of faith by one of the three critical failures may take a person out of the fold of Islam. Those critical failures we mentioned once again are delusions, doubts, and suspicions."